When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
They say the bond between a person and their pet is unbreakable. A connection built on unconditional love, trust, and a shared sense of comfort. But what happens when that bond transcends life itself? Tonight, we delve into a story that will leave you questioning the boundaries between love and the unknown. It begins with a young family and a stray cat named Ginger, whose presence transformed their lives. Ginger wasn't just a pet. He was a companion, a confidant, and for one teenager, a best friend. But when tragedy struck and Ginger passed on, his story didn't end there. In fact, some might say it was only the beginning. Strange occurrences, unseen movements, the quiet echo of a soft meow when no cat could be found. Was this merely the imagination of a grieving family or something more profound? And what would you do if you felt the presence of a beloved pet lingering, watching, guiding you from beyond? Let's get to the letter. They write, "When I was 13, my family and I lived in a quiet little neighborhood, a row of homes that all looked alike, each with small, neatly trimmed yards. Across the street lived a young couple with two kids and three cats. They seemed happy enough at first, but it wasn't long before their marriage fell apart. The woman left with the children and one of the cats, leaving the husband to care for the other two, but he didn't stay much longer either. About 6 months after she left, he abandoned the house entirely. That's when one of the cats, Ginger, started showing up on our doorstep. At first, it was just for food or water, but it didn't take long for Ginger to make himself at home with us. He was white with tan patches, and he had this way of looking at you like he understood things that words couldn't explain. Ginger and I became inseparable. Every day after school, I'd drop my bag by the door, and he'd be waiting for me. We'd spend hours together, playing, talking. Well, I talked, and he listened, or just sitting quietly in the backyard. It sounds silly, but Ginger wasn't just a pet. He was my best friend. When we moved to a new house a year and a half later, Ginger came with us. He adapted quickly, finding his favorite spots around the house, a sunny windowsill, the corner of my bed, and the patch of grass near the big oak tree in the backyard. Things were good at first, but then we adopted a dog, a birthday gift for me. And that's when I noticed Ginger starting to change. It was subtle at first. He seemed quieter, more withdrawn. He stopped eating as much and spent most of his time sleeping. We took him to the vet, hoping it was something simple, but the news was much worse. Ginger was nearly 18 years old, and they said he had brain cancer. The vet suggested we put him down. I fought against it, tears streaming down my face, but in the end, it wasn't my decision to make. The day we buried him in the backyard was one of the hardest of my life. I remember standing there, staring at the small mound of earth, clutching his name tag in my hand. I couldn't let it go, so I strung it onto a necklace and vowed I'd wear it every day. I didn't know it then, but that wasn't the last time I'd feel Ginger's presence. It started about 3 months later. I had a dream so vivid, it felt real. I was standing in our backyard and I heard a soft meow behind me. When I turned around, there he was, sitting inside the house at the back door, staring at me with those same knowing eyes. I ran to the door, desperate to reach him, but it wouldn't open. No matter how hard I pulled, something held it shut. I cried, pounding on the glass, begging for the door to open. Ginger didn't move. He just sat there, watching. His gaze wasn't sad, though. It was calm, almost reassuring, like he was trying to tell me something. And then I woke up, tears streaming down my face, clutching the necklace with his name tag. At first, I thought it was just my grief playing tricks on me. But then things started happening, small things that I couldn't explain. I'd hear soft footsteps in the middle of the night, the kind a cat would make, but there was no cat in the house. Sometimes I'd feel something brush against my leg, but when I looked down, there was nothing there. Once, while I was sitting at my desk doing homework, I caught a glimpse of movement out of the corner of my eye. It was so quick that I barely registered it, but for a split second, I could have sworn I saw Ginger's tail disappearing around the corner of the doorway. These moments didn't scare me. If anything, they comforted me. I like to think it was Ginger's way of letting me know he was still with me, still watching over me. But as time went on, the occurrences became more frequent and harder to ignore. A year or so after Ginger passed, things took a turn. One night, a friend stayed over. I hadn't packed away the trundle bed yet, so I was sitting on the mattress, working on my computer. That's when I felt it, a gentle pressure against my ribs, like something was leaning into me. I froze. My arm, which had been resting on the desk, tingled with goosebumps. At the same time, I noticed something on the mattress next to me. Indentations began to form, small and deliberate, like the weight of tiny paws pressing into the fabric. Instinct told me not to move, not to breathe. I sat there frozen as the unseen presence moved beside me. Then just as quickly as it started, it stopped. The mattress returned to its normal shape and the pressure on my ribs disappeared. When I finally found the courage to move, I looked over at my friend. They were still asleep, completely unaware. But I knew that something had just been in the room with me. At first, I tried to convince myself it was my imagination. Maybe I was tired, or maybe I'd shifted and caused the mattress to move. But deep down, I couldn't shake the feeling that it was Ginger. The way the pressure had felt, the rhythm of the paw-like dents, it was too familiar to dismiss. A few years later, my mom went to a psychic expo. I wasn't there, but when she came home, she told me about her reading. Apparently, the very first thing the psychic had said to her was, "Did you used to own a big, fluffy cat?" My mom said yes, and the psychic smiled and nodded, as if confirming something she already knew. The psychic went on to say that Ginger hadn't left us. According to her, he had taken up the role of being one of my mom's spiritual guides. She mentioned that our current cat, Molly, didn't always like being around my mom because she could sense Ginger's presence and found it unsettling. I didn't know what to make of that. On one hand, it was comforting to think that Ginger was still with us, watching over us in his own way. But on the other hand, it made me wonder, was he at peace? Or was there something keeping him tied to us, something unfinished? Then, just a few weeks ago, something happened that I still can't explain. It was late at night, and I was lying in bed scrolling through my phone. Molly was curled up at the foot of the bed, fast asleep. Suddenly, she lifted her head and stared at the corner of the room. Her ears flattened against her head, and she started to growl, a low, rumbling sound I'd never heard from her before. I sat up, trying to see what she was looking at, but the corner was dark. There was nothing there. Molly's growl turned into a hiss, and then she bolted off the bed, scrambling to hide under the dresser. I sat there, heart pounding, staring into the empty corner. I couldn't see anything, but I felt it. This heavy, oppressive presence, like the air itself, had thickened. I called out softly, "Ginger?" The moment the name left my lips, the weight in the air lifted, and the room felt normal again. Molly eventually came out from under the dresser, but she wouldn't go near that corner for the rest of the night. I don't know what to think anymore. I want to believe that it's Ginger, that he's still here because he loves us and wants to protect us. But sometimes I wonder if there's more to it. Could something else be lingering in this house? Something Ginger is trying to protect us from? I'll never forget him. I still wear his name tag on my necklace every day. And even though I can't see him, I feel him. I feel him in the quiet moments, in the subtle sounds, and in the unshakable sense that I'm not alone. This story leaves us with so much to consider. Is it possible that the bond between a person and their pet can transcend death? Or is it more likely that grief and longing can manifest in ways we don't fully understand? From the vivid dream of Ginger at the back door to the soft phantom footsteps in the night, the experiences described here seem too personal, too intricate, to be dismissed as mere imagination. The pressure on the mattress, the growls and hisses from Molly, and the psychic's insights all add layers to a narrative that is equal parts comforting and unsettling. Psychologically, it's worth considering the role of grief and memory. Could the protagonist's deep love for Ginger and their struggle to let go create sensations so real they feel like actual experiences? The mind is a powerful tool capable of crafting vivid dreams and even sensory phenomena in response to loss. But then, there are those moments that defy explanation. The paw-like dents in the mattress, the oppressive feeling in the corner of the room, and Molly's undeniable reaction to something unseen? These details make it hard to ignore the possibility of something more. Could Ginger truly be lingering? Not just as a memory, but as a presence. And if he is, what does that mean? Is he a loyal spirit staying to watch over his family? Or could there be something unresolved, something anchoring him to this world? The idea of pets as guides is intriguing, especially in the context of the psychic's reading. Perhaps Ginger is more than just a ghost. Maybe he's a guardian. Whatever the truth may be, one thing is certain. The love shared between Ginger and his family has left an imprint that will never fade. Whether it's the warmth of a memory or the brush of an unseen presence, Ginger remains a part of their lives. Sometimes the boundaries between life and death aren't as clear as we'd like to think. And sometimes the things we love most refuse to let go, even when the world tells them it's time. As we close this chapter, ask yourself, if you felt the presence of a loved one, would you question it? Or would you welcome it with open arms?
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playandmcd.com for full details and amoe.playandmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.